Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, here's a good question that we got. This person's asking, I'm wondering if a new trader like me should stop trading if I reach my monthly goal or continue taking trades just to get more experience. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this is a really good question. And this trader, I've known him for a while and he's making great progress. But I guess what the main point here that I would dig into is this idea of trading in your live account to gain experience. I think that there is some truth to that. But I believe that the bulk of your experience as a trader should come through other means. So what I mean by that is, again, if you've heard this before, I'm a big proponent of Forex tester, then demo account, then a small, tiny, teeny money account, and then your live account. And you can even put more phases in there, like you have like a medium-sized account before you go to your live account or something if you really want to. But most traders aren't going to do this. And so when most traders don't do this, they look to their live account to get their experience, as this trader is suggesting. I'm not saying that he's, you know, a bad trader, because this is a really common thing. People are keen to jump into the live money trading, and they want to take advantage of their system when they're convinced it's going to work. But the problem with that is when you hit a drawdown, it's going to shake your confidence, and it's not going to be the same as if you had 700, 800 trades in the bank from Forex Tester, another 200 trades in the bank from your, you know, demo account, another 200 or 300 trades from your small money account. That's the kind of thing I think that only comes with experience, and building up your experience by taking those graduated accounts is really the way to go. So what I told him was, I said, look, because it's, you know, obviously this came through on text message, and I just texted him today, and I said, look, man, you really, because he's hitting his goal, I said, look, you really should be, like, all of the exciting stuff should happen when you are testing out new ideas. So if it's exciting, I mean, look, everyone celebrate your wins, and yeah, it sucks when you get a loser in your account, but at the same time, you shouldn't really be looking for excitement in your trading account. Excitement is what you get when you put all your money on black on the roulette table in Vegas, right? Or excitement is when you go on a first date and you don't know what's going to happen. Excitement's when you get on a roller coaster and you've never been on it before. Those are all exciting things. Trading isn't necessarily going to be that exciting for you if you're good at it, because you kind of know the end result before it. I mean, you might not know what's going to happen on the next trade, but you know that over the next 100 trades, your win rate's going to be about whatever it is, 52% or 49% or 72%, whatever it is. And so, yeah, so that's kind of what I said for this trader was, it really, if you're getting excitement, if you're trying to get experience and you're doing it in your live account, that's the wrong spot to do it. So that's basically my take. And I know, you know, you've been trading different systems over time. And do you find that by the time you go live, you've tested so much? I mean, you're a furious backtester here. I've seen your backtesting posts and stuff. So tell me, like, kind of how you approach. I mean, do you see it as really boring when you finally move live, or how do you see it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily boring. I think it's still kind of interesting, but yeah, it's not. It's definitely not exciting. I just take the trade and then see what happens and then review. I guess that's, yeah, it's not exciting or anything.
Yeah, and your journal is really good, because, you know, having a journal, you can look back, and really the thing to focus in on is not whether or not the trade was a winner or loser, but how did you execute? How well did you do at sticking to your rules? Did you get out early because the last trade that you had barely missed the target or pulled back really hard? Or, you know, those are the sorts of things you need to pay attention to with your trades, is execution. It's not necessarily the end result, which I know sounds kind of counterintuitive, especially if you're new to trading, but it really comes down to that. Position sizing, execution, that's where you're going to make your largest gains as a trader as you get deep into this stuff. But in the beginning, of course, you're just looking for the magic system. It's not really that, though, in the end. It's all about position sizing, risk management, and working on yourself so that you can execute well, basically. Yeah, so that was a great question, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally, for sure. And I think reading this text message a little deeper also this person mentions that they got bored after they reached their goal. So I think that instead of being bored, I think you could, like you said, you know, do some testing, do some research, figure out a good journal, and use that time in other ways. You don't have to be trading all the time.
Yeah. And my excitement comes from testing new stuff in Forex Tester. I really like doing that. I find a lot of ideas don't work, but I also find some occasionally that I'll move on to demo and then to live account. I've got one right now that I've got on a little account, and I'm just seeing how it goes. It's not normally how I don't normally trade the 5-minute charts, but I'm doing this in this one just because I have to. I have that urge to create and try new things, and so I just kind of move it along that process that we talked about, and I find that that works really well. Because if I were trading the 5-minute charts with this new system I've back tested in my standard account, that would drive me nuts. Even though I have got all these rules in place to try and stop myself from from self sabotage and things like that, I still know that I would probably run into trouble. So it's a really good thing that you can. You can find excitement in trading. It's just, maybe it's like you say, you still never know what's going to happen when you have a trade, and trading can be fun, but it's, the real exciting stuff to me comes in when you're testing new ideas. That's where you can, and that's great. Do it. And I know traders that they have to have tiny accounts that they use just for these sorts of things, because otherwise they know they will move that system over to their live account, and it will their big main account, their source of income, and then that will kind of it'll all fizzle out. So yeah, this is a great question. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it came up.
Oh yeah, totally. All right, thanks, Walter.
Thank you.